Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So, you know, we talk about the threats, the existential threats that we have, of course, to our country, our way of life, our very society. And that usually takes the form, of course, of terrorism or some bad actor, things like that. Well, folks, it looks like the Biden administration is now going to be going to businesses regarding AI and asking them to try to report some kind of national security issues. So just add that to the list, my friends, of things we got to worry about. But I got to tell you this, for the next 4 hours, we're not going to worry about things. We are going to tell you about what's happening out there. We're going to make your morning just a little bit better. And, of course, we are the place for news and politics across the country in the overnights, all across America. Folks, welcome to the program. My name is Kyle Warren, of course, and we're glad that you're with us. We have an awful lot to tell you about here on the program this morning. The call-in number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And also, if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning, you can head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send me a direct message there. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can find me on Facebook and on X. I just tweeted out, by the way, about the program. So I didn't X out. I tweeted out. And I'm just going to keep tweeting. They can X as long as they want, I suppose. But again, I digress. But we're glad that you're here on this Tuesday morning. We're broadcasting out, of course, to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, and out to our great radio affiliates all across the country. Good morning to you, and good morning to everybody up at GCN Networks. Of course, we're up on the satellite with GCN this morning. So we are in place. We have things to talk about. We have great music, by the way, because it is Halloween. It's October the 31st, and the kids are getting ready to go out and trick-or-treat all across the country. And we've got some great songs this morning for our Trucker and Traveler Report that comes at the near the top of the hour of hour number one and hour number two of the broadcast. So you definitely want to stick around. I got a classic. Well, I got two classics. I got two classic songs, one from long ago and one from not so long ago, but they're going to fit into the motif just perfectly, and we think that you're going to enjoy them very much. All right, well, let's start out this morning. We're going to talk about some of these poll numbers, by the way, for Iowa. Trump, of course, running away with it, as always. We're going to talk about the Trump gag order, by the way, on the program this morning. We will tell you about the latest happening, of course, in Israel. And also more on Gavin Newsom's, our governor, Gavin Newsom. As you know, the program here originates from Southern California. And the governor of California went over to China. I think to talk about electric cars and such, but I do think he went over there to try to make some cachet, you know, establish a little credit or so for, quote, foreign policy experience. That's kind of what I think it was. But at any rate, folks, let's start off this morning with an audio clip. You know, we've got John Kirby over at the White House, the National Security Council spokesperson. Now, he was asked a question about the leader of Turkey giving anti-Israel comments. Okay, so you want to hear this question and then hear his response this is, well, this is kind of like being in the rock and the hard place, and Turkey is becoming problematic, I think. Let's listen in to the question first, and then to John Kirby.
Thank you. I've got one question and then a quick follow-up. Israel recalled its diplomats from Turkey after the Turkish prime minister said that Hamas is a liberation group and called Israel a war criminal. What is the president's response to that kind of rhetoric from an ally?
Well, we'll certainly let President Erdogan speak to his comments. We don't have to agree with everything he says on every issue to still maintain the fact that he is an important NATO ally and has had a very positive influence, particularly on the Black Sea.
Stop right there. Okay, first of all, we don't have to agree with everything, you know, that he says, President Erdogan says. But I think this might be a pretty important thing. And, of course, I understand about NATO. I understand. But this is the rock and the hard place. And then he tries to sort of come up with this thing of, well, you know, we help with the grain and the Black Sea and stuff like that. Okay, let's back that up a little tiny bit and let's continue.
A very positive influence, particularly on, like, the Black Sea grain and trying to help get that out there. But we do not associate ourselves with those comments.
Yeah, we don't associate ourselves with those comments. Now, the other day we gave John Kirby an A-plus for how he handled the question about how it was kind of harsh, a little bit harsh, that President Biden had talked about, you know, consequences and, you know, collateral damage in war and things like that, that was harsh. But he came back with a really good one. He came back saying, well, what's harsh, of course, is the attack, the terrorist attack, the massacre in and of itself. That, my friends, is harsh. And we gave him an A+. Well, here we're going to give him maybe a B or so, only because he had to try to find that way to say, you know, well, we don't associate ourselves, but, you know, they're a NATO ally. When in all reality, I'm sure that he would have rather said, yes, what the president of Turkey said was really unconscionable, and typically we would probably break with somebody who would say such a thing or to do this kind of rhetoric against our greatest ally in the Middle East. But, you know, that is sometimes the reality of the situation. But we know, folks, you know, Turkey is not really behaving properly and saying the right things in this. But now we kind of know where he's coming from. We know what he thinks, right? So that is actually valuable information, don't you think, about the Turkish president? Folks, stay right there. A lot more coming up. 949-822-7959.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. That is the number to call in. We are live, of course, here on this Tuesday morning edition of the program. And we are heading out, of course, all across America. And if whatever you're doing this morning, whatever, if you're driving a big rig, if you are working a shift, if you're making deliveries out there in the overnight, whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us. We are the place for news and politics in the overnight across America. And, again, we'd love to hear from you, 949-822-7959. Also, you can go to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And you can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You can find me on Facebook and X or Twitter. And you can also subscribe to my podcast. So lots of great stuff to do over there. And by the way, you can find my podcast, and we have links there at KyleWarrenShow.com. You can find my podcast on places like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Republic. You can go to our home, which is at Podbean.com, KyleWarrenShow.podbean.com, and so on. So there's lots of great ways to find us, lots of great ways to subscribe, and lots of great ways to interact. So we hope that you're having a great morning this morning, Tuesday morning. And also I want to tell you about this. Our sister station, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka. We want you to join him on his Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It happens Monday, November 13th at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life, with great cigars, of course, plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. For details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. Well, once again, folks, of course, we have a lot to talk about here in the overnights this morning. We will be talking about some of the weather, and we've got a lot of cold weather, by the way, out there tonight or early this morning, depending on your perspective. We'll tell you where a lot of these freeze warnings are as we go to the Trucker and Traveler Report. Again, it's about 10 minutes before the hour, hours number 1 and 2 of the broadcast, so we hope that you'll be able to join us for that. And again, we've got some great songs lined up because, again, it's Halloween. It's that day, and definitely you're going to have a lot of the little ones out there, you know, going around getting candy. So hopefully they'll get some great candy. But let's see. Now, by the way, there's a neighborhood not too far away from where I live. They go all out. They don't just go all out for Halloween. They go all out for Christmas. It wins awards. It is really something to see. And people just drive through just to see the decorations this time of year. So there's kind of a line. You know, they don't charge admission, but they probably could. but it's one of those streets where it's like if you move onto that street, you have to do decorations. Otherwise, you're outcast or something like that. I'm sure that's probably some consequence. All right. Well, there is some consequence as well now that we have a new Speaker of the House. New Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, this from Reuters, said on Sunday he was going to expect action this week to advance a funding bill to support Israel exclusively, even though President Joe Biden is pushing for the $106 billion aid package to combine it for Israel and Ukraine. So I do think it's good to move ahead with the standalone bill, obviously, because these two issues are very, while they're, of course, they're issues insofar as that we're trying to help our friends and our ally, and especially in Israel's case. But at the same time, just bundling it all together is not the best idea because there are so many questions about where this money actually goes, where this aid actually goes, especially in regards to Ukraine. So one of the things, though, that Mike Johnson and the GOP are talking about is they're giving aid for Israel. They're proposing that, but at the same time, cutting funds to the IRS, which is a very interesting approach, to say the least, and it's also very attention-getting, don't you think? It's very attention-getting. Well, it caught the attention, of course, of the White House, and this from The Hill, I believe. White House slams House GOP's Israel aid package, the definition of backwards, they call it. The White House quickly dismissed a proposal Monday from House Republicans to pay for aid for Israel amid its war with Hamas by cutting funds to the Internal Revenue Service. Politicizing our national security interest is a non-starter. Demanding offsets for meeting core national security needs of the United States, like supporting Israel and defending Ukraine from the atrocities and Russian imperialism. Okay, first of all, I'm just going to take issue with that whole thing right there. Now, we are trying to help defend Ukraine, right, from Russian atrocities and imperialism. But, like, supporting Israel, just that's all that's said in this. Here, let me just read that one part again. Demanding offsets for meeting core national security needs of the United States, like supporting Israel and defending Ukraine from atrocities and Russian imperialism. Like, Ukraine, for some odd reason, my friends, is the focus. It is the main thing, and it was the main thing when Joe Biden gave his speech from the Oval Office the other night. That was the main, it was the Ukraine speech with a teensy weensy bit of Israel sort of sprinkled in, because that was the big news thing that day. That was the big thing that happened. And so, obviously, very important. It was earth-shattering. It was a major development. So let's do our Oval Office speech. Oh, by the way, we have our Ukraine speech. We've been sort of looking for a reason to go out there and give this speech. And this is perfect. right? That's, I think that's what they were thinking about. That's where they were coming from with this. So, we're supporting Israel. We support Israel. But we also need to defend Ukraine from Russian imperialism and atrocities. So, they go on to say that would be a break with the normal bipartisan process and could have devastating implications for our safety and alliances in the years ahead. This from Karine Jean-Pierre. The White House last week outlined a roughly $106 billion national security supplemental funding request that included money for Israel and Ukraine, which is fighting off invading Russian forces. I'm not laughing because Ukraine is fighting off invading Russian forces, but it's like, you know, Israel, whatever. Well, we sort of have to mention Israel. That's a have to. We have to mention Israel as opposed to, because isn't there a difference? Right? We have to mention Israel versus we want to mention Israel, I would think. Well, Kyle, you're all fired up about that today. Well, yeah, I am. I really am. Because I'm just kind of getting tired, and I think that you are too. I would suspect that you are too, getting pretty tired of this kind of thing, only insofar as that they are trying to walk this tightrope. And by the way, I heard a quote from Kamala Harris. I don't think we have the audio quote of that, but we do have audio quotes from Kamala Harris on the program this morning. And I think you're going to really, I think you'll find them perhaps as entertaining and funny as I did. We'll have that here a little bit. But as I recall, she was talking, she had been on 60 Minutes here recently, and she was talking about there are the rules of war. And this is the same thing that Joe Biden talked about when he was talking about Israel. You know, there are the rules of war. And it's like our job, evidently, in the United States government, or their job, but our job collectively as the United States, is evidently to make sure that Israel is aware that there's this thing called the laws of war. And that whatever Israel does needs to be done in total compliance, quote unquote, with the laws of war, generally speaking. And but Hamas, terror groups, Iran, of course, their message to them is don't. But honestly, are we lecturing Hamas at all about the laws of war? Oh yeah, I forgot. Hamas is a terror group hell-bent on destroying Israel and killing all the Jews. I don't say that to be funny. But why aren't we, super concerned about Hamas following the laws of war? They didn't follow laws of war when they started one. I mean, is this as frustrating to you as it is to me? I'm sure that it is. Give me a call, 949-822-7959. We'll see you on the other side.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that a ceasefire with Hamas would be considered a surrender for Israel.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise. or surrender to tyranny and terror.
He emphasized his commitment to bringing hostages back and highlighted that Israeli forces are making efforts to avoid civilian casualties, while Hamas is deliberately putting civilians in danger. Some fiscal conservatives are uneasy about a Texas plan to allocate $1.5 billion for a border wall.
I'm not sure that the best use of money is for a wall.
Republican State Senator Charles Perry believes the root problem lies in the federal government's neglect. He advocates for the state to prioritize apprehending and detaining asylum seekers as a more effective approach to grab the White House attention swiftly. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, of course, we're not going to do that anytime soon. We've still got a long way to go here on this live Tuesday morning of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com for more information about me, my social media. You can subscribe to my podcast, but you can also do this. You can send me a direct message right there from the website. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and there we go. And we'll see the message. We can talk about it here on the broadcast this morning. So wherever you're listening from, we hope that you're having a great morning this morning. We hope that things are going well, whatever it is that you're doing. Well, one of the things that might not be going so well for Joe Biden, this from the Washington Examiner, Biden slammed by New Hampshire Secretary of State for decision to, quote, shun voters. Now, we told you the other day that Joe Biden was not going to be on the ballot in New Hampshire. Now, you know, obviously he's a sitting president. He's running, as far as we know, for president. And one would think, of course, that he'd be on the ballot in New Hampshire. But I think a lot of this is tied to the notion that they never wanted it to be in New Hampshire to begin with, that is to be first in the nation. They want it to be South Carolina. You know, and but the guy's a sitting president. Is he getting primaried for real? You know, other than you have RFK Jr., who's now gone independent, I think he would have been one of the major players in a primary. But this is, again, they're just, well, we're not going to New Hampshire. But the New Hampshire Secretary of State, David Scanlan, slammed the president for opting not to file for the state's Democrat presidential primary in 2024. They announced that they're not going to do that. Scanlon criticized the decision as not unexpected but disappointing. The decision for President Biden to shun voters of New Hampshire, first in the nation presidential primary, is not unexpected but still disappointing. Despite all the rhetoric about diversity in the presidential nominating process, this issue is really about who determines the eventual nominee, the national party or the voters. So Scanlon is a Republican, by the way, also defended the state as the purest form of democracy in the presidential nominating process after the Democrat National Committee changed its nominating schedule to upend the state from its first in the nation status. Well, I don't know about you, but I think everybody they agree with the tradition of New Hampshire being first in the nation. All right, let's head over to line one. Line one, you are on the program. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, Kyle, this is Tony from Tampa.
Hey, Tony from Tampa.
How you doing? How you doing, Kyle? It's good to talk to you, man.
Same here.
If African Americans and Jews would jettison the Democrat Party, we could have a vibrant, vibrant private sector, and we would have a 6% GDP. And how great would that be for the working men and women in this country? We could have a strong, dynamic, vibrant private sector with a 6% GDP. How great would that be for the working men and women in this country? And by once, let me just say one more thing, Kyle.
Sure.
Bibi Netanyahu is our best friend. Take care, Kyle.
Thank you. Thank you, Tony in Tampa. I appreciate the call very, very much. I completely agree. I think that the Democrat Party really has been and acts as, in so many ways, a hindrance to forward movement. And I'm probably going to offend some of the Democrat Party elite by saying that because they love the notion of forward. We're going forward. In fact, wasn't that a Barack Obama sort of log line or logo or something back then? But yes, they do impede things. And basically, you have these groups that the Democrat Party has so long revered or expected to simply be monolithic. You know, this group's always going to vote for us. This group's always going to vote for us. So guess what? We can do whatever we want, pretty much, because they think that the alternative is so, you know, undoable. But I think Trump, actually, back in 2016, began to show that it wasn't undoable. And that's really key. That's really key. And that's why when people really begin to see, I think, as we go through this election process, that the choices are stark. They are absolutely clear choices. You know, go back to 1980, Jimmy Carter or Ronald Reagan. This was the foundation of that whole election because the voters had clear choices. Whether or not you wanted to stay in the Carter malaise, you wanted to keep going the way everything was going, or did you want new leadership that really could make things happen? And so very similar also, I think, with Trump in 2016, and to an even greater degree, perhaps if Trump is the nominee going into 2024, those stark choices are going to be there because Trump's record is there. And Joe Biden's performance is there. Biden's record is terrible. Biden's record can't stand up at all. This is why the Democrats have to latch on to social issues, a particular social issue, and focus it. They're very good at doing that, but this is why they have to focus on these kinds of things. Hey, everything's great. Bidenomics is working. I'm going to put a huge sign behind me when I give my presidential speech out there, when I do an appearance, and it will say Bidenomics. And Bidenomics is working. Well, it's not really working because, in fact, we even have a story to talk about as we go through the program this morning about U.S. consumers. You know, the fact that they're still trying to keep up with everything, but it's really, really hard. They keep spending, though, even though the prices are so high. But that's not going to last forever. And they are going to have a major correction at some point, just themselves. Nobody's going to tell them to correct. They're just going to do it because it's going to become so impractical to keep up that kind of spending. And so what Tony in Tampa is talking about, and again, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the call, is that, yeah, if you could just, if you could separate yourself, if you're a longtime Democrat, or if you're in a group that the Democrats simply regards as for granted, well, you know, go back to what President Trump said back in 2016 when he was candidate Trump. What have you got to lose? You know, every 4 years, the same stuff happens. The Democrats come along every 2 and 4 years, and they basically say, we're going to fight for you. You know, they're the blue meanies over in the GOP, right? They're these horrible things, and they're always trying to make your life miserable. When in actuality, it turns out that with conservative thought and conservative principles, the idea is that the individual can excel, that government shouldn't be hindering you on things, that it shouldn't be harder to open a business. It really should be easier to open a business. It shouldn't be harder to have consumers be able to spend more and get good wages and have plentiful jobs. It should be easier. And this is why I think you see some of these clashes, as eccentric, let's say, as Elon Musk can be, he upends the system as well, because he's able to say things that you typically couldn't say, and be able to sort of point out some kind of reality in terms of how this whole system can be manipulated by the political elite. And so, yes, absolutely. You know, if we can get to this point where people understand that, you know, the original plans here in America about hard work and innovation and perseverance, you know, people in the quote olden days, you know, they'd go to New York or they'd come to America, they'd immigrate to America, and they literally have nothing, not a thing. And they would start, and they would work, and sometimes they'd have to work at a job that they probably didn't like, and they were able to build and build and build, and then one day, you know, they become a self-made millionaire, this kind of thing. The story, American history is replete with these kinds of stories. But in actuality, in order to be able to have people be able to do these kinds of things again, and at least have that feeling in their hearts and in their souls, hey, America is a good place to live. America does have opportunity. But what's the daily programming, the daily dose of rhetoric that says, no, well, wait a minute. America's not good. America's bad. America holds you down. America discriminates against you. America has it in for you. We got to tear this system down, and we got to put something else back in its place. Oh, guess what they'll say? Oh, it's got to be socialism. It's got to be communism. It's got to be this kind of stuff, when in reality, we have the magic ingredients already there. The recipe, my friends, is already there. Thanks, Tony in Tampa. I appreciate the call. And folks, stay right there. We have more to tell you about. We've got the Trucker and Traveler Report coming up. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, the response to the program has been very positive indeed. I am absolutely overwhelmed at so many of the wonderful messages, the kind words that people have sent me. I really, really do appreciate it. Richard the Marine up there in this vantage point of the central coast of Oregon. Thanks to Mark in Connecticut and so many others. And I want to name off a few as well as we go through. But thank you so much. It really just absolutely means the world to me. Doing this program is really just the highlight of my day, every single day. And to spend time with you and to talk with you and hear from you and interact with you, there's just really nothing better. And so I really do want to just say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much to everyone who's supporting the program and for your kind words and your kind messages. Again, it really does mean the world to me. Well, I will say this. I don't know what's scarier. I don't know what's scarier. That horrible clown from that movie, you know, that horrible clown, whatever it was, or 4 more years of Joe Biden, Democrat administration. I don't know what's scarier at this point. I'm kind of leaning towards the Joe Biden thing. But, folks, we've reached the part of the program where it's time for our Trucker Traveler Report. And, of course, it being Halloween, notice how I tied in all the scary stuff there, it being Halloween, we're going to start out with some Halloween style music for our truckers and our travelers out there. And I think we're going to get in the Wayback Machine. Yes, this is already sounding like a laboratory. Stay right there. There's the Monster Mash coming up. It's the Monster Mash. That's right. Well, folks, that is the Wayback Machine. That's Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. And I even mentioned it there in the song, the Crypt Kicker 5. But that's a classic, you know, and it's definitely a staple. At least when I was growing up, it was. And it just, you know, seemed to be appropriate here on this Halloween, October 31st, 2023, that we would use this for a trucker travel report. Now, next hour, and now this is a classic. This is a way back classic. But I got another classic song that is now considered a classic and was probably an instant classic at the time. Certainly was groundbreaking. It certainly was a big deal when it came out. And I'll just give you those hints. And now, if you want to take a guess as to what that song is going to be, well, then either give me a call or go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, send Kyle a direct message, and tell me what you think the next song is going to be. All right? And again, so I'll just tell you, it was an instant classic. It was groundbreaking. It was lengthy at the time. All right? So I'm giving you that clue. And also, here's another clue. It was Halloween themed, horror themed. So you kind of get in the picture, I think. Lengthy song. It was instant classic and horror themed. So, and it's, you know, going to be in the early 80s. Okay. So I'm almost giving it away here at this point. But go to KyleWarrenShow.com, send me a direct message, or give me a call. And tell me what you think the song is going to be. All right, so all that, my friends, to get to our Trucker Traveler report here this morning, taking a look. First, we're going to take a look at precipitation. There's not a lot on the radar to tell you about this morning, so that is good. We continue to have those Santa Ana winds all day long here in Southern California. If you missed the program yesterday, I did explain that my garden shed was entirely destroyed by the high winds. It was on its last legs anyway, and now I just have to deal with it. But I will deal with it, but the winds sort of dealt with it for me. And at least a demolition is not a problem at this point for me. But at any rate, those winds are starting to die down a little bit. I think we have at least one fire burning in the Southern California area, last I heard. This is always a major concern. And then the power gets turned off, by the way. So you have many thousands, I believe right now, at least a few thousand that might still have their power turned off, potentially others as well. But I think the winds are going to start kicking down dying down. And that we won't have to see anything more of that. But that's what happens nowadays when you get these high winds, is they start turning the power off in key areas. My area is very close to an area that would be turned off. We haven't had ours turned off, so that's good. But looking at some snow, our friends up in Minnesota near St. Paul, you've got all kinds of snow on the map this morning. This is going to be in St. Paul proper, in the northwest and basically north of St. Paul up to Cambridge and up towards Sandstone as well. So do be aware of that. We've also got more snow that's going to be up. Let's see here, and that is going to be now east of Grand Rapids, Minnesota, that is, and north of the coast of Wisconsin, going up into Minnesota. So be aware of that. Central Wisconsin, you got a lot of snow happening there as well, down towards Dubuque. That would be Dubuque, Iowa, I believe. So again, we have that happening. We have just a little bit of rain over in the east. This is going to be south of D.C., but in Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, near Culpeper, we've got a lot of rain on the map there, so be aware of that. Now, that being said, we've got a freeze warning in the American Southwest. We've got a freeze warning in southern Arizona, near Tucson, this is east of Tucson, and then coming through into Las Cruces, New Mexico, freeze warning there, and then freeze warning happening starting around a little bit south of Midland, Texas, heading all the way up in a band through Dallas, through Memphis, through Evansville, up to Columbus, Ohio, Akron, Ohio. You've got that happening. Freeze watch then going down from that area down through from West Virginia, down through Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, down through Troy, Alabama, Mobile, Alabama as well. It looks like we've got a lot of this happening there. So this is what it looks like. We just got a lot of cold temperatures, of course, coming in. Now, the West is going to be a little bit different. It was cooling down in the West Coast, but now it's going to start heating up, at least in Southern California. It's going to be up in the 80s, my friends. It's going to be 80 degrees, and it's November, almost November the 1st. So we got that going on. We got wind advisories up for our friends in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and down towards Sioux City, Iowa, as well. Wind advisories happening there. So be aware of that. And then we got a particular thing we notice in Montana from time to time is the air stagnation advisory. Now, what this is they get stagnant conditions. It traps pollutants, and it leads to deteriorating air quality. So we have that happening. This is going to be up near Kalispell, down for our friends in Missoula, down U.S. Highway 93 for our friends in Stevensville, all the way down to Darby this hour. So we're going to keep an eye on it for next hour. All right, we're going to head out to the top of the hour news, pay a couple of bills. When we come back, folks, a lot more to talk about, taking your phone calls, 949-822-7959. And if you know a place to get a great garden shed, let me know. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle One.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.